thought for today. Youth need a role model, not advice. Youth need a role model, not advice. Youth need a role model, not advice. I enjoy watching the two puppies. Button is the older one, and Love is the younger one. And Love always wants to play. Well, now Button wants to play. He says, I go around patting people and wanting them to pet me, and they don't, so I'm going to play with this kid. And I'm going to get the toy here and get him going with me, playing the toy. And so he's a perfect role model. And the little shrimp, the mini pin, he wants to play too, so he becomes a role model. And he starts playing with Button, and he brings toys to Button. And then they begin jumping on top of each other and rolling over each other and playing with each other. And you see, the role model is the one who says, let's play. He doesn't say, come, let's play. He just brings the toy and say, let's play. He doesn't say, now, I'm older than you are, and I know better than you, so come on now, let's go play. I'll show you some new games. And the younger one says, ha, 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 you know? And the older one says, I got a ball. I'm going to catch it. I'm going to throw it. I'm going to catch it. I'm going to throw it. And pretty soon the younger one comes and he catches and throws it and he catches and throws it. And he follows perfectly. Now, my sister May is a wonderful girl. She's been living in a condition recently where she would like to have a lover. Her husband isn't sufficient. She needs to have a lover. Someone to come and sparkle up her life and give her a little snap. And so the monastery went out and bought her a lover. And what kind of dog is it?
A Maltese Terrier.
And he's just a little Maltese Terrier, no bigger than your open hand. And if you were to pet his fur down, he probably would be no bigger than your closed hand. His fur takes up quite a bit of his space. Well, we sent him to boarding school for a week. And at boarding school, instead of learning good manners, he did learn to go outside to do his duty and things like that, which is what we sent him there. But he also decided he would take the carpet out of the bedroom. And so, little by little, he pulled the carpet away from the wall, pulling out the tacks, and he may have swallowed some, at least they are fearful that he did, but it didn't seem to bother him. And he has cleaned the carpet away from the wall. He says, I don't like carpets that are tight against the wall. I want them to be away from the wall. And that's not too cool. They shouldn't be letting him do that, because he's learning a bad habit. Now, Button, that's not the habit we want to teach the baby there. So, they're learning a bad habit by doing that. Now, we have decided that we're going to go up and visit May, and we're going to take her baby, the Maltese, along. And May is going to be utterly surprised. Because when we go in the house, we're going to say, May, we brought all three of our dogs to visit you. And she'll hear, what? And they'll all go in the house and dash all over May. And then, here's our newest one, little Maltese Terrier. And May will cuddle the little Maltese Terrier and she'll say, oh, can I have one of these? Can I have this? I know she will. You see, they need a role model. And so we'll say, would you really like one like that? And Kip will say, I don't think we need one. And May says, yes, oh, yes. Well, May, that's our gift to you. You now have Snuggles, the little Maltese Terrier. Now, what role model are we playing with May? None at all. As Ingeborg said so beautifully this morning in her talk, be yourself. Who are you? Love yourself. How did you say it, Ingeborg?
I love myself. I am true to myself.
I am true to myself. Is that what your title was?
Yes.
I am true to myself. And if you're true to yourself, you have a lot of fun, don't you?
Yes.
If you're true to yourself and you want to go to the ballpark, you go. If you're true to yourself and you don't want to go to the ballpark, you don't go. You don't give any excuse. You don't say, I want to stay home and read my lesson. You don't say, I've got some work to do. You just say, I am not going to the ballpark today. Now, can anyone force you to do that? Well, you can go along for the ride, but you should not do things just for the ride. You should be a perfect role model. What does a perfect role model do? When the little boy is playing with his friends and his friends say, let's go throw rocks at the windows over that old house. There's nobody living there. And your son has been trained to respect everyone's property. Respect first his own property and then respect everyone else's property. And your son says, hey, that house belongs to somebody. We're breaking their windows. And the rest of the kids says, oh, spoil sport. What's the matter with you? Don't you like to play games? Sure. Let's go get the baseball and bat and go over the field and play baseball. Oh, it's fun throwing stones through glass. And you can't do that very often. Yeah, that's true. But why is it fun to be destructive? Now, his friends are going to think that he's quite strange. And they're going to say, what sort of mommy's boy is he? What sort of a poppy's boy is he that he doesn't like to do terrible things sometimes? And when he persists, and he says, hey, let's go down to the river and go swimming. And they say, oh, yeah, let's. You see, we are the role model. He is the role model. The role model is the wonderful thing. Youth is led more by a role model than advice. Now, if he were to give advice to his friends, and he would say, well, my dad says we should never throw stones at old buildings like this and bust them up because we're damaging somebody else's property. They'd say, nah, 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 crash. But if he says to them, like his mother says to him, he says, I don't want to do this, I don't want to do this. And his mother says, well, let's see, what would you like to do? I don't want to do nothing. Well, how do you do nothing? I have never figured out how to do nothing. Can you tell me how to do that? Or should we go and have a piece of chocolate cake? Oh, yes, yes, yes. You see, you lead by role modeling. You don't lead by saying, do this, do that. Not that you're always going to give a chocolate cake. That's, of course, a very good idea. I could enjoy that myself all the time. But you be a role model. And so then, when the kid is out playing with his friends, instead of saying, don't go hurting that little boy. Don't do this. Don't do that. He will go up to the little boy and he'll say, are you lost? Why are you so sad? You know, why is everybody picking on you? And the little boy will say, well, I'm unhappy. My dog died. And the older boy says, hey, come on. You come with me. I'm going to go playing. And so he takes the little boy who was so sad, and he takes him to the other side of the field on the school playground. And he says, now, come on, you sit over there, I'll sit here. Now, I'm going to roll the ball to you, and then you roll it back to me. I'll roll it to you, and you roll it back to me. You know, you play on the level of their game ability. And, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, he starts having fun. And the other kids come over, and they say, let's do a star. So then they sit in the star, and they throw the ball back and forth between each other, rolling it. When the little kid's turn comes, they always roll it right between his legs so he doesn't have to lose it. And the other boys, they out to the legs, over here, and then they have to reach, and they have to. And the little boy says, well, roll it to me like that, too. So then they roll it ever so gentle to him outside of his legs. And he reaches, and he gets up. Hey, no, you can't get up. If you get up, then you lost. But you got to reach it. You got to catch it real fast. And pretty soon, he learns the game by the role model, by what the rules are of the game. And he watches what happens to other guys. Ha ha, you lost, you got to get up. Ha ha ha, you know. And so then he knows that when it happens to him, it's not terrible. It's just part of the game. And the role model game playing is probably the best way of learning games that there ever was, learning how to do things. When Daddy sits down at the table and puts his napkin in his lap, and waits with his hands folded in his lap until everyone sits down. And then everyone reaches around the table and holds hands. They say, "This food is healthy for my body and filled with love." And they shout it and they sing it. Then they go in the restaurant. Daddy sits with his hands in his lap. Everybody's waiting for Daddy to hand out their hand. He says, "No, no, we don't put on a show for somebody else. We do that at home. When we're out in public, we just quietly say, 'This food is healthy for my body and filled with love.' We're just reminding ourselves. We don't need to, but it's a fun game to play at home. But when we're out in public, we don't put on a demonstration." "But I thought that was all good." "Yes, it's very good. But let's ask him, our friend John over here. John?" And John's sitting at another table with his family. "What do you say, Grace, at mealtime?" And John says, "Nothing." "Oh, okay." And George is over at another table. "Hey, George, what do you and your family say at mealtime for Grace?" "God is great, God is good. Here's the food, let's eat." Or whatever the phrase is. There's all sorts of silly phrases, you know. And then he said, "Well, Henry, what do your family say at mealtime?" And the little boy raises his hand. "Let me tell him, Daddy." So the little boy say, "Now I lay me down to sleep, I pray the Lord my soul to keep. If I should die before I awake, I pray the Lord my soul to take." "Oh, that's a different one, you know." That's a bedtime prayer, which is not the greatest bedtime prayer in the world, but it's showing that at least they're doing something. Now, what do you think this little boy is going to learn when he sees that all these other people say it differently? He say, "You know, Dad, I like ours. I like what we say. This food is healthy for my body and filled with love. I like that." And then he will look at his friends and he'll say, "Yeah, you do good things too." And his friends will say, "I didn't hear what you said. When you said your mealtime..." Well, we don't say it real loud when we're in public because, you know, we don't want to offend other people and what our prayer is. "Well, what is your prayer? If it's going to offend somebody, what it is, I want to know it, you know." "Well, this food is healthy for my body and filled with love." "There's nothing bad about that." "No, we don't think so either, but we don't want to be, you know, as though we're superior to somebody else." "Hey, that's not superior. That's good stuff. I'm going to tell my dad." And Mary says, "Well, my mom doesn't know that one. I'm going to say that at the table and surprise her. How's it going now?" "This food is healthy for my body and filled with love." So Mary goes home to dinner and she says to her family, "All right, everybody, put your hands in your lap, close your eyes. I have a table blessing." So everyone expects the worst and they are ready. And Mary says, "This food is healthy for my body and filled with love." And Daddy says, "Well, where's the amen?" "Well, you don't need an amen, Daddy. It's all there." "Well, where's the praise God?" "Well, who do you think made the food?" "Well," and the brothers say, "Mary knows a prayer." And then Mary says, "Okay, guys, what prayers do you know?" And so then they start telling her the prayers that they have heard. Some of them are facetious, some of them are real. And you'd be surprised the prayers that go around. You'd be surprised the things that people say in the name of prayer that is really quite interesting. We won't repeat them here. But a good role model just lives what they believe. Are you ready to live what you believe? Are you ready to stand up for what you believe under all circumstances and not make a big show of it, but just be who you are? John, do you want to go throw stones at the windows over there in that old house? Hey, that's fun. Come on, you got a real long reach. You can really throw a good long throw. We don't have to get too close to the house with you. And John says, "Hey, I got a better idea. Let's do something different." "What's that?" "Let's go and pick up all the stones in the yard and put them back in the road." "What? Clean up that old junky yard?" "Well, if we don't, nobody will. So let's make that our project. We're going to clean up that yard. We're going to make it look just beautiful. We're going to take all those weeds. We're going to put them in the big basket there by the gate, and we're going to clean up that whole yard. And you know, there's six of us. In no time at all, we can have that yard looking clean, and then we can go home and say, Mommy, I got a surprise for you. Yeah, what surprise you got for me? Come with me. And they all take their mommies and daddies and say, look, doesn't that look nice? Yeah, that's a nice yard. Well, you know, there's a lot of stones laying all over the lawn. We picked them all up and put them out here in the road. That's nice of you kids. And we picked up all the weeds and put them out in the road. Mother's, daddy's thinking, why don't you do our yard? But mother and daddy are too cool to mention it. They say, you are good boys. You are wonderful boys. The Lord is proud of you. What they mean is, we are proud of you. You see, so often in life, we have to feel that we're doing it for God, or we're doing it for some great noble purpose. And what were the boys doing it for? Sure, they wanted to tell their parents after they were done and saw that it looks good, but they were doing it for themselves. And only one needed to be the role model in setting up the game. And this is usually the way. It's the dominant one, usually, that sets up the role model and plays the game. And it's a wonderful thing when the dominant one has good morals and good principles upon which to guide his own life. You see, a role model is what you and I are. We are role models in everything we do. I'm a role model pro and con. I'm a role model as I get angry at you and as I throw a tantrum at you, as I try to upset you. And you're a role model as you understand what I'm doing and you hold your cool. You're untouched. I'm a role model as I say beautiful things about each of you. And you're a role model as you say beautiful things about each of you. Because every time you compound your role model status, everything works out greater and better and more wonderful all the time. How many things have you ever done in your life that you specifically did as a role model? How many things have you ever done? Now, Anita, she is a silly one. Anita goes into, what was the name of your store?
Globus.
Globus. This is a great big department store in Zurich. And Anita walks into the department store. Good morning, everybody. How is everybody this morning? It's so nice to see you. And she's beaming and smiling all over. And then she is going to her cash register, and she sees a customer, and she runs from her cash register to the customer and waits on the customer. And then she runs back to her cash register and makes a change. And she says, oh, what a wonderful day. Oh, everything is so great. And then at the end of the day, her boss comes up to her and says, they've just made a rule, no running in Globus. And she says, no running? Oh, right. And it's like, you know, cutting off a little bit of her glow, a little bit of her role model that she was playing. And she wasn't really thinking of it as a role model. But what she had done as she ran from her register to the customer and the customer to the register, and as she was dashing around the place, everybody else was moving a little faster too. Because they caught the feeling. They caught the joy. They were foolish to stop it, but they caught the joy. But you see, the old staid stick-in-the-muds, the big bosses who sit behind their desks and don't have enough energy to get up and play golf, they're the ones who say no. They're the ones who say you shouldn't run in the store. It's just like in the swimming pool. You shouldn't run around the swimming pool because you're allowed to slip and fall. Well, when there's nobody there, everybody's running around there. Oh, some guys do slip and fall. Some do hurt themselves, but they're going to hurt themselves without running. The thing is, it's true. We don't want running around the swimming pool because you can slip and fall because there's so much water on the floor. But so what? So what? We heard the father say to his wife, dear, she wants to have her own apartment. But there might be burglars, and there might be a fire, and you know how slow she is to act to things that are happening all of a sudden. Dear, that could happen to anyone. That could happen to anyone. And you see, this is it. running around the swimming pool, someone could fall. That could happen to anyone, and it could happen to no one. When we are master of ourselves, and we are giving our heart totally over to joy, the role model of joy, because that's who we are, the role model of being ourselves and having fun, wow! Then it inspires the whole store to be themselves and have fun, to move more quickly, to service the customers more harmoniously and readily and joyfully. That's just part of the game. We should encourage positive role models in ourselves and others. We should encourage it whenever we can. Because when we encourage it, what happens? We feel fantastic. We feel uplifted. We feel renewed. We feel delighted. And when we don't do it, then what happens? What happens is we begin to get in trouble. Because we begin to watch television. We begin to listen to the radio. We begin to have headsets on so that we have music going all the time and we can't hear what's going on in the world around us. Remember in the show how these two young people, when they didn't have their headsets on, they were so interested in everything that's going on around them. The girl's talking to her mother about sex. Right in the middle of the talk about sex, she says, "Oh, I gotta go feed the birds." She has a diverse group of interests that are with her. Sex was not important, it was just something. And she was at a birthday party, and everybody seemed to be on her back about what she should do and how she should act as a person. And so instead of getting angry at them, which she was a little bit, she just said, "Oh, I gotta go feed my goldfish." She was going to feed her goldfish, which to her was a pleasant task, which to her was something joyful and wonderful. She had enough of listening to other people telling her what to do and how to think and how to go. You see, advice is poorly heard. Advice lands on the ears like a sledgehammer. And a role model comes across like a beautiful symbol of joy and peace and harmony. Her sisters, remember? Her sisters were harmonious with her. They treated her just like anybody else, even though she was a little mentally unbalanced, or not unbalanced, but mentally deficient. And so, but they knew that she was doing everything to the best of her ability. And they loved her because she was a good person. She was a good person. Regardless of what she could do or not do, she was a good person. And she was a good person. Why? Just because her mother was so insistent on everything being right for her. Just because the school she went to was so insistent on cooperation and learning to be together and learning to live together and not putting your bubble gum under the table. You see, all of these are little things and big things and wonderful things. But being a role model is so powerful. It's so powerful. This is why a teacher has to act very juvenile many times to go along with the students. Not that the teacher acts juvenile in a negative sense, but to show that it is fun to go and smell the daisies, to get on all fours, on your knees and on your hands, and smell the flowers right in the garden, right in the field, and crawl across the field saying, "Oh, look at here, no, oh, look at here," and her big rump up in the air, and she's just plopping along there, and all the children, you don't think of their rump being big up in the air, but on all four, going around, smelling, smelling, smelling. And you see, the adult playing the game like the children is a role model, but a silly one from some people's point of view. But when you look at a little child on all fours, you never think that's silly. You think they're having such a good time. And when I get up here and I start pounding the floor and going after the two dogs and playing with them for a few minutes, you thought I looked very silly with my big old butt up in the air there and chasing after the dogs on all fours. And then you thought, "He's having fun." And that's nice. At least that's what I thought. And that's all that matters, because that's my world. Do you know what? Do you know what, Ingeborg? I'm being a role model for myself. I'm being a role model for myself, for what makes me happy, what makes me feel good, what makes me think everything is right with the world and everything is going so beautifully. Can you do that? Can you be a role model to yourself in all things that you do? Are you ever an unhappy role model? Dismiss it. Are you ever a sad role model? Dismiss it. Are you ever a happy role model? Hang in there. Are you ever a joyful role model? To yourself. Keep it up. Everything starts first in our attitude, in our consciousness. And then it continues to go on from there, getting better and better and better. And John, we're going to have to put a big pole around our water pipes out here, because we put that big rock there, and Ellen ran over that rock this morning. And I don't know that she damaged the car, but she certainly gave it a good testing. So we should put up a few little, you know, telephone poles that stand up maybe about 3 or 4 or 5 feet tall so people can see them from these big cars. You know, the trouble with Ellen is she should drive my Miata, and then she'd see those things. But she's up in that great expedition, which is like a tractor, and you're way up above everything, and you don't see those little people down below. But that's the way it goes. That's the way it goes. Stefan backed out of the garage over at the monastery, and he didn't even notice Greg's car back there. And he backed right into it. And I don't know, we did the same thing out of this garage. Somebody backed out of this garage, and somebody else had left something parked out there. Your car. Your car. Where it wasn't supposed to be. And so we backed right into it. And oh my goodness, you know. And these things happen, but the thing is, that's not the type of role modeling we want to do. We want to always be the alert person, the wonderful person, the person who enjoys life and finds a great deal of thrill in it. Youth need a role model, not advice. You are youth. I am youth. The puppies are youth. Everything is youth. Snuggles had a role model, Moses, the little puppy that Patricians and Daniel have, Danny have. And the little Moses was a good boy, except that when Snuggles came along, Moses started barking, and Snuggles started barking. And they don't need to do that. And you see, there was no one there to say, no, don't bark, quiet now, the baby's sleeping, you know, or some other thing. But they need a role model. And they need a role model in a mommy or a daddy who is going to be very gentle and very quiet. Now, Patricia and Dan did a wonderful job, and we're very grateful for it. But tomorrow is the day we're going to drive up, or the next day, with the puppy to May. And we don't want to wait too long, because we want May to have this therapeutic puppy in her arms as soon as possible, so she can enjoy her wholeness and perfection that will be generated by this little role model of a happy puppy. And all of us, as we go up there, we'll give her a big hug and a kiss, and she's very tender about that. Don't tell her, not so tight, not so tight. You know, I hug pretty tight. And she will just fall in love with that puppy, and that'll be a role model for her of wholeness, perfection, purity, goodness, love, all the things that we are. We're giving to her in that little puppy. Snuggles, you got a job before you. Be a role model for May and Kip, and just steer them into their happiest time of their life ever. Youth need a role model, not advice. Youth need a role model, not advice. And we are youth. How about that?